Coronation. They set you on a high chair, the masseur's hands, then wrapped your shoulders in a white burnous, tucked it under your chin, then, jug upraised, spoke blessings of water, anointed your scalp. Soap-scented, those baptismal palms were soft. So soft that hawks would fear to cross their blinding will. They closed fast around the eyes, caressing but chill. For the first time, boy king, blinking through tears, you stared at walls that multiplied your gaze, as a rim of tawny curls crested the scissors jabbing V. And quick brooms swept it as it fell to the floors of four mirrors. You walked through the glass door towards yourself many times after, stride longer each time, and your hair, grown darker beneath the sun, of a lath and plaster country, slumped in eclipse. This waterfront, where your marooned ancestors had never meant to drop anchor in the first place. Effects of distance. Call it providence if the day should turn. Upon its hinges, letting light colonize this empire of jars and shutters, this room. A telegram on the rack spells hands that burn, because you did not reply, did not realize that some words are too proud to remind you they came. Blue is the color of air letters, of conquerors' eyes. Blue, leaking from your pen, triggers this enterprise. Never journey far from me, and if you must, find towpaths, trails, follow the portents fugitives trust to guide them out and back, and at some fork, pause, and climbing in twilight, though you may be, somewhere address this heart's unease, this heart's unanswered wilderness.
Quietus. Silence is clean, a frigate leaving a harbour with no siren wailing. Silence is a tureen that needs no scarring for the last stains of grammar. Silence is fire, a threat. Silence is a panther that stalks us through jade eyes. Returning native. In dreams, his feet crunch on a carpet of pine acorns. His nostrils flare with a leopard's fetid breath. He hasn't forgotten the Khansamah's stuffed capsicums, the quilted pulaus and dagger chilies. His tongue furred with patwa lessons. He walks on the beach, once again a rusted child reciting from a primer, wondering what damsons are and what words like asphodel mean. The words no longer fit his tongue. The vowels hurt, the syllables clog his mouth. He has been too long away. He says ruh, meaning stillness. The men sharing his table hear ruh, meaning soul. Is this the mutant's fate? When I speak, they picture another script, an answer not me, but the thought of me. He complains to the lanes and fountains he knew. His exclamations fade to blue in the summer glare. The street signs are written in another color. To the Sanskrit poets. Leave something behind, a trace of cloud on a plate, a pair of white birds shot by a hunter, an emerald brooch that a shrub snatched from a princess in flight, or the archer's last prayer spoken minutes before his brother's arrow found his throat. Leave us these threads to unravel, embroider, secret messages inked in white on white beneath the unsettled weeks of postcards and air letters that jam the mailbox while we're away. Leave us the jigsaw of previous lives.